Welcome to the Hustle Honey Podcast, the place for aspiring entrepreneurs. My name is Tiffany Johnson. I am the creator of Hustle Honey, a place for women to engage, encourage, and empower the next CEO. Join my co-host and me each week to discuss what it takes to be the boss, expand your brand, and build generational wealth. We will share personal stories, what's going on in our communities, and how you can turn your mess into a message with a little kitchen table talk for fun. Let's get started.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to our new season of Hustle Honey Podcast. I am your co-host, Shamela, and I'm here with the host, Tiff. Today, we are going to be focusing on our inner circle. Who is in your circle? Yes. Ready, Tiff?
Listen, when we talk about our circle, it's going to be very interesting. We're actually so happy to be back in season three. And thank you for anybody who's watching on YouTube. Make sure you click that share button. Make sure you follow Sham Diva. Make sure you follow myself. I changed my name so much on Instagram that I probably don't know what my name is anymore, but it is, I think it's now Mom. It was Mom CEO Tiffany, but I think it's CEO Tiffany because I'm trying to just brand it all the way across, which we'll talk about that in other episodes when it comes to business and branding. But this summer has been very eventful for us. Listen, to say the least.
Yes.
To say the least. How was your summer, ma'am?
My summer was very spicy. I feel like anything including heat and pepper is what I had going on this summer. This summer was one for the books. I feel like I did me this summer. And this summer did me too. It did me back. How was your summer, Tiff? How was your summer?
It was good. It was good to have a small vacation. It was good to be focused and working and grinding and preparing for the fall and, you know, for that third quarter you get into if you're in your business or your kids. But the summer overall was hot, like Mel said, steamy. Had to cut some people off, had a little bit of, you go through your highs and lows. And this summer most definitely was one of those where I had to realize who was my friend, who was not my friend. And just really cut ties with some people and not feel bad about it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely had to cut some people off, including family. Yeah. So
this is what it is. You can't really help how things flow. I know that we did, what did you listen to this summer, though? Like, for me, I'm always on my Cardi B stuff. Like, at the end of the day, I will play Cloud. If you've ever seen my stories, you probably heard me play Cloud a lot because sometimes people get on your damn nerve, and that's always going to be my favorite song. So what'd you listen to this summer?
So I think this summer I listened to a lot of Moneybagg Yo. Not sure why, but I was on my Moneybagg Yo and Kevin Gates this summer. Like, I played a lot of them too. And Megan Thee Stallion. Like, if it was that was in heavy rotation. Like, I really felt like a bad bitch all summer. So I just wanted to hear bad bitch music.
Well, listen, sometimes we have to motivate ourselves. And that's what music really does to you. And it really sets your tone. It sets your mood. It sets how you will deal with your dude or what you're doing about yourself. But I wanted the inspiration,
Yes. Yes.
Lots of inspiration. But in this summer, I took a trip this summer. I took some time for myself. I went to New York, spent time with my mom, family, getting back to Brooklyn, being in my old building, realized how much, I don't really want to be there no more. I'm so happy. I'm always going to be a Brooklyn girl, but I'm so happy that for myself, I wanted something different, and I left. But it's always good to go back home to show your kids, I showed my daughter where I went to school at 57. I showed her my high school. I showed her elementary school, PS25. Just everything about the star, like taking her through the star and let's go get something to eat. Let's go downtown Brooklyn. It's not the same that it used to be, but to take your kid to where you grew up to see your life, they have a great appreciation what you've made it out of. So that was one part of my summer. The other part, went on a trip, went to Vegas. It was the best and worst trip of my life.
You see me nodding, right? Like,
it was the best and worst trip of my life. But you learn a lot about people. You learn what you don't want in your life. You learn what you do want. I'm not used to AirPods, so if y'all see me adjusting, it's okay. They slide out. I have no clue. But that was my biggest lesson, getting some tattoo work done, but really ending a friendship that I didn't think I would end. And that's what we're going to talk about, how important is your circle to you.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think vacations kind of show you a lot about people. I went on a vacation last year and I got to see firsthand how certain family members feel about you. So a lot of times vacation has that tendency to bring it out. It's like you're in your comfort zone and you're relaxed, and sometimes people feel like they can try you because you're so relaxed. And a lot of times vacations will expose people's true feelings, whether it be friends, family, lover. You kind of see those things on vacation because you're away from home, you're out of your element. And so all this vulnerability is there and you're just open to see everything. And then it's just you and that person, or you and those people, for a certain amount of days, and everything y'all do is together. And so... listen, you get to see some stuff. So yeah.
You learn. Yeah, you most definitely learn how you want to go forward. That year was a lot for a lot of people. Even when you think about 2020 and how many people got divorced or announced they were getting divorced, and you was like, what? Like, this is what quarantine did to y'all. But I think it was people had a moment to see others reveal themselves. If somebody can show you who they are and you ignore them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, definitely.
It's going to pass. This too shall pass. But then it's that moment where you go, oh, I'm about over this shit. Like, okay. Our friendship is over. Like, I love you, but I'm going to love you from a distance.
Okay. What Cardi B said, forever? No. No forever over here.
Correct. And when we say circle, you know, this summer... Mel has been, we've always been pretty close, but this summer bonded us like no other summer has, honey. Let me tell y'all.
Listen.
It was moments where I felt like, you know, I cried many, many nights. And she most definitely was the person that I called on or text at 4 a.m. Yeah, and we had woo-saw moments like, girl, you can do this. You can get through this.
Absolutely.
And that's what you want your friend circles to be.
We were like that for each other. Like, Tiff, I'm about to pull up. I mean, you stopped me from making a lot of bad decisions, man. even though I don't listen. But still, like, there were times when I was ready to flip my lid and you was like, fall back. And so the same way I was there for you, you was definitely there for me, because man, I mean, whatever needed to present itself, it gave what it was supposed to give this summer. It did. Everything that was right in front of us that could have been hiding got exposed. Everything. So
everything this summer, like, oh, when you pray to God, you're like, Lord, show me.
You're like, here you go.
Pray that he shows you. Make sure you can deal with what's going to be presented to you, because if it's not for the weak. So you got to be careful what you ask for. So most definitely for us, it was a moment of, oh, child, this ain't okay. You have a 15-minute breakdown. You be like, listen, I think I'm about to tip over the edge.
Listen. Let's talk about it.
And you thank God you don't. Thank God you don't.
But just thinking about it now got me like,
whew. Yeah, listen, I came, what happened? Somebody texted me the other day. And when they texted me the image or the video of whatever happened was still in that memory of when, I guess, the last time I talked to them. And so to see that video that I hadn't seen in a month, I was like, ooh, this mother. I had like a whole moment again, like, this got me up. And so it was a moment of, ooh, take a minute.
Right.
Be happy you know what you know. And now you can move forward. So that's just important to tell people, like, when you're picking your friends or you choose, be careful, because a lot of times we use this term friendship very loosely. It gets used very loosely because of Facebook or because of a certain thing. So you think that, oh, how many friends do I have? But really, you can have thousands of friends and people that follow you. But who's in your circle?
Who gets that show green, up?
Who gets that green light when you post that shit on Instagram? Who gets the green? Who's in the green light?
Right.
Yeah. Who's in your circle that you can trust to share your private, most intimate secrets or whatever you're going through, and knowing that it's safe? Like, I told this person, this is where it stops at.
Right.
Yeah, that's because people have a hard time for not, I've realized that, people have a hard time for not, like, when do you end it? Because I had someone I told something, wasn't too private, but it was about my marriage or whatever. And literally like a month later, somebody else told me and it was like, oh my God, I heard. And I was like, I didn't know. And then they told me who they heard it from. So it made it even better because it was like,
right.
Oh, they.
I know who to stop talking to.
They didn't have nothing else to talk about. That was the topic of conversation. And so it's just important to just be mindful of who's in your circle. Choose wisely in this season. You know, choose wisely in your business circle. Choose wisely in your friendship, because those are two different categories. So you have to remember that everybody that sometimes you might be in business with might not be your closest confidant. It's, you have to have lines to separate these types of friendship and how they work.
That's so true.
Now, one thing we spoke about too, ladies, the biggest thing I heard about all summer was this damn rose. If you don't know what the rose is, if you don't have a rose, I say Google. I don't know what it's called. What is it called? The rose.
I don't know, but the rose is my bestie.
You know,
I bought a nightstand specifically for her.
The rose is putting dudes out of commission. Like you listen.
So my dude tried to do it on me and he couldn't grasp it. He was like, I don't know what to do. It fell, it kept vibrating. I was like, look, let's just let me do this on my own.
Yeah, and this is a self moment. This is not a
listen. Yeah. That thing right there has been replacing men all summer. Like, oh, you want to act up? Fine. Let me get a glass of wine. And set the mood, ladies. Like when you are having your time, I give me a glass of wine. I put on some Anita Baker on Pandora. You get yourself nice and comfortable. You take some breaths in and out and you let it flow and embrace what's about to happen.
That's what I think people have to remember too. Self-pleasing. It's okay. I think you gotta know. For some people this season.
And you have to know.
We can be like, I call her, girl, you can tell me this thing is good. Like, I need to go to school.
Yes. Back up.
I need a backup. Because
I told my friend that, I was like, listen, so if this thing ever conquers up, I'm out of luck. Like, I need to order one on standby. I seen a video, this girl had like all of the types of ones like that lined up, like, oh, you want to act up? Look what I got. And she had it all planted on her bed. And I was just like, oh yeah, I need to get like her. Sis got a whole back. She has a starting five, okay? Starting five.
If you're not sure and you're in, because everybody can deal with a season of being single or being by themselves. And I think it's important to, you know, the best sex you will ever have is not best, but the safest sex you're going to have is when you have sex with and have intimacy with yourself. Get to know your body, get to know what you like, what you don't like, and don't be afraid. People be so, I've never met people who are so afraid to talk about sex or masturbation or anything, or just having moments to those. So like, get to know your body. And if you're, like I said, you in that transition period where you're like, girl, don't call him, don't call him. It's like, if I could have a Madea voice and be like, yeah, don't call him. Like, don't call him, hold out, get you a rose, or I sent you something the other day, and I saw one that was a rabbit. I ain't never seen like this before.
Honey, I'm definitely gonna order that one.
Oh, what is this? And oh my God, and
double the pleasure, double the fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's something we talked about too this summer, is that sometimes if you have to end relationships, or, you know, nobody wants to end a relationship, but we all have moments of weakness. We all have moments where it's like, listen, I need to have some time. And sometimes you just want a warm touch, like, get the rose, you'll be all right, you know. Learn yourself, learn what you like. So if you didn't get one, make sure you guys order one. And leave a comment. I don't know if you can, but when this video gets to YouTube, let us know. You try to
thank us later.
If you and make it, sure order one.
Just a fair warning, when you use it, make sure you like give yourself some padding under there, because it's gonna get messy.
It gets messy.
It's gonna get messy.
So yes, the rose, make sure you order it. You can order it on Amazon. You can order it. You can find people online who actually have sex shops, or find a local sex shop in your neighborhood. They might have it. These new roses that come with the tube and all the other stuff, I don't know where you go get those from. I know Black China had a shop or something she's connected to where you can find those at. But make sure you're doing some self-pleasing.
And it's a game changer. It's a game changer. I remember one time me and my friends was talking about it, and my friend was like, so what do you use as lubrication? And I was like, I never use lubrication with that. And she was like, you should really try it with KY.
Ooh.
Girl, make sure you get you some lubrication if you're going to use the rose.
Yeah, so that's one of the things we recommend this summer, is get you a rose. And, you know, and this is how we have these conversations, which are way worse. This is like clean table talk right here. The conversation that's not on table talk, we talk about it, but that's why it's important to have people in your space. You have that friend that'd be like, ew, I don't do that. What's that? Mm-mm, I don't think about sex. Like, simply, whatever.
I need somebody I could talk to about everything. If I can't talk to you about everything, then we can't be friends at all.
We have to end this, because this ain't, well, Eva, I'm going to be very careful on what I talk to you about, because I know you're not prepared to receive this type of conversation. And also, not just that of talking about sexual, but we pray together, we pray for each other. We laugh.
Pray through situations.
Yeah, different situations. So that's one of the things I want to make sure I start this season off with. It's just like, what's your circle? What does your circle look like? Look around. Make sure you have a circle that's going to motivate you. Make sure you have a circle that understands what you're doing for a living, and respect what you do for a living.
And respect your decisions.
Your decisions as well. So that's one of the main ones. This summer, because this episode is not going to be super long, but this summer I went to the Grand Canyon. I'd never been to the Grand Canyon, enjoyed it. I went with a friend. We had a really good time. I didn't know they were afraid of heights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we did the
skywalk. That's the wrong place to be when you're scared of heights. Yeesh.
Yeah, we did the skywalk, which was really cool, at a part of the Grand Canyon where you get to walk on like this glass that's over the Grand Canyon.
Wow. Yeah.
You can't take any bags or anything with you. So you literally have to lock all your stuff up in the locker. They give you these footies to put on. And I think the most weird part was that me and this person was on a trip, and they had a photographer that was doing pictures for like family, and they have you do all these weird poses. So while we're doing this photo, the photographer is like, you know, put your hands on their chest, put your hands here, put your hands there. And while we're doing all these things, and you could tell, like, the dude was like weird, like, what are y'all? Like, It was funny, the camera. It's funny how people pick up stuff based on energy and stuff. Because he was like, what are y'all? And we were
what's
like,
going
what,
on
we're
here?
Friends? We're friends. And the camera guy was like, okay, is she like your mistress? I was like, what the hell? Like, no. You know?
Excuse me, but, nosy photographer man.
Exactly. That's what I say. It was so weird. But he had us doing all these different, the pictures came out super awesome, super cute.
Wow.
It's just memorable.
Right.
The pictures will last longer than friendship. But that was one of the greatest. And I saw the dam. I went to the dam. Yeah, I went there, saw the dam. But it was good. And so, you know, the summer was interesting. But the Grand Canyon was the best part of my trip, was to be, you know, take a little bit more of a risk. Step out of your comfort zone.
Right.
Don't just go on vacation and be stuck somewhere at a hotel or resort. Like, try to get out, get to know the locals, get to know the food, get to know the atmosphere, the people, and so on and so on. And what else now? Before I forget, because it's about myself.
I know for me, like you said, with your circle, I had some experiences myself where, you know how you have your private part on IG where you have your close friends, where only you select who you want to see certain things.
Absolutely.
And the moment I got a call from my ex asking me about a status I put up, I was like, oh, I need to weed through that close friends to see who is going back saying something. And I narrowed it down to two people. Shockingly, it was up until this week that my prediction was confirmed, that it was indeed who I thought it was that went back and said something, because the other person had no idea that we were even broken up. And so it's just funny the way life works, because I'm realizing more and more that some people will sit, smile in your face, come to your events, pretend like they're clapping, and whole time they're plotting or just sabotaging you behind your back. So that's something I really, really had to learn. And even some of my close friends, and, you know, even you, Tiff, says stuff like, listen, you got to analyze who you're around, who you give your energy to. So I've been doing a lot of checking my energy. I'm gravitating towards certain crystals. So my, I think I'm saying it right, my Lambridite, is that it? Lambridite has called my name. And whenever I am lost, I can find her. Like, I've lost her in the house several times. And I'm like, I need you. Where are you? And then I can just feel my energy pull me right to where she's hidden. I mean, under clothes in the corner, piled up, and it's calling me. And so the person who I bought the stone from, she was like, I don't know if you noticed, but she's alive in your pictures. And when you look at it, it just looks like a regular gem. But in pictures, it's actually, hold on, where did we go? Where did I go? Am I still here?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Someone had called and it just messed me up. All right, sorry. So in pictures, it's actually shimmering a goldish teal.
Oh. Okay.
And she said she's been asleep for a long time. She's found home. And I was like, what? And she was like, she said, yeah, she's been asleep for a long time. She was supposed to have been leave. She was like, but you have awakened her. Like, that's you right there. Like, she was waiting for you. And so that just made me feel, and I don't know, for some reason, another stone that has been calling me is the sunstone. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that I'm trying to get my hands on next.
People don't realize how important stones and crystals actually are. I have certain stones and crystals I keep in certain corners of my home. I have certain ones that keep out dark energy. I have ones that I keep in my wallet that brings the fortune and money. I have a big one.
Wow.
I keep it in my wallet because it's important to manifest what you want. It's important to, like, when you're walking, or, you know, even when you're going about your day and you open the door, just think about what new door that's going to open for you. Just start manifesting new doors opening for you. In your business, in your finances, and in any place of your life. Manifest that as you open doors throughout your day. Manifest that as you do things. So yeah, it's important. Like, crystals and gems are more important, and people realize that as they get them, how they make you feel. And understanding energy, understanding the moon, understanding the flow of energy is very important.
Yeah, definite. I mean, and I feel so much centered now that I'm checking in with me, you know? So like, although I didn't get to like travel the way I really wanted to because I was working this summer, I'm like, I have to plan a trip for me and my daughter to just be. Like, I just want to go somewhere and just be. Like, I don't want to see any attractions. I just need to work on me. And so thankfully, during this time, I've been working on healing myself during the summer. I had some time to heal. I done jumped into a relationship during the healing process. Lord Jesus, that was, I don't recommend it. Do not deal before you heal, because it will be chaotic. And Tiff knows it this summer. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say about that. We're not even gonna go into detail, but ladies, do not deal before you heal. Like, I have heard it before, didn't think it was true. Thankfully, you know, the roller coaster that I was on did not destroy me, but I will say it is so important to check in with yourself to know if you are ready for someone. I don't care how long you've been single, you still need that time to yourself. You need to get to know you again, because everything we go through in our lives, it produces a new version of us, right? Whether good or bad. And so I'm learning that I have changed, and you don't really necessarily know how you've changed until someone is telling you about yourself and you're like, I do that. And so now this new Shamela, I gotta, you know how you buy a new car and you gotta learn how to drive it? Yeah, I gotta learn how to maneuver her, because she's a whole
new power.
Listen.
No, but that's the word though for somebody who's really, who would understand. And I agree, because sometimes if you move too quickly and you haven't centered yourself, you haven't figured out what was my fault in whatever I went through. Where did I go wrong? If you don't figure that shit out, then you're going to take that somewhere else. And then y'all going to be trying to unpack the baggage of what you done carried over from the last situation into the new situation. And so I think it's good for you to say that. And also, I think it's important too for men, not just women, men.
Yeah.
Let go. Because it's men who hold on to stuff just as much as women hold on to pain or hold on to what you did to me. And they become the victim so much that they forget like what they did to someone, or just take accountability and move on. And then once you take that accountability for yourself and for your own actions, then you can say, you know what, let me do the work. Because I know some people who ain't even divorced yet and got into a whole relationship within 2 months of separating from their partners. In my mind, you was with that person already. So what time have you taken to really get yourself together? And then you want to look at your partner and try to figure out why she's flourishing. It's because she's taking time
for herself.
Do her work. Do the work. You know how Yvonne is going to say, do the work. Do the work for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then you can go back and you go, oh, okay, yeah, I don't want that. And when you realize what you don't want, you're going to be able to cut it off very quickly. It's not even going to be no connection to your soul. You ain't going to feel bad. You're going to be like, listen, that does not work for me.
Listen,
that's it. It's going to happen like that. That's, and you will say, you know, at the end, you say, Lord, thank you for getting me through it. I handled myself well. And you move on, because I was that same girl a month ago saying, thank you, Lord, I got through it.
Yes.
And walk away. I didn't even look back. That's how you know you are. When you walk, literally, not just walk away by blocking someone or deleting them, but when you can walk away from them and not even look back.
With your dignity, and not pride. Yes.
And you're hurting. Let's not get it twisted. You're hurting. But guess what? You'll do your healing at home. Go home, do your healing. Go home, do that work. So that the right person is going to come into your life that's for you. Because a lot of times we're not willing to wait. The right person, I say that to myself as a woman who's going through a divorce still, the work. I have to do the work so I can be a better person for the person that God is going to send into my life. And it's not that I don't want to be, because that was a whole, that's an episode of why are you still
okay?
Mad? Okay, now why did I get, why are you still mad?
Yeah.
So it's just important to know and do the work. Before we close out this episode, I wanted to say a couple of things. And I saw a quote that I saw online, and it said, take your anger out on your hustle. It's the best thing you ever did. So I took that message and realized that don't be angry about nothing. Get to the work. And that's why we call it Hustle Honey. Like, get to what you're supposed to be focused on. Create that tunnel vision. And get to work. And we only have, what, how many months left we have in 2021 before we get to 22? We got three. So now we got 3 months. This is the third quarter. So you still have time to start that business. You still have time to invest. You still have time to let that nigga go. You still got time to let that sister go. You still got time to start school or take on a new challenge in your life. There is still time to go to the gym. There's still time to get that body together. It is, it's not over. It is not over. So continue to hustle. We want to thank everybody for taking time out to watch this episode. We truly appreciate it. Make sure you go follow Shamela at Sham Diva Boutique. And you can follow her if she lets you at Miss Mella, if it's private or public, because she will change that shit at any moment.
It is private now, but it was public this summer, and I let too many people in my energy. And so now we back to private because
it's too much. And and also myself, follow me, CEO Tiffany. If I didn't get it right next episode, I'll make sure I make a note to remember what my name is, because I will truly forget. And and make sure you check out the new Hustle Honey website. You can find the podcast there. We're gonna be doing a lot of things together to help build a community of women. And you can find out more about myself and about Shamela and what we do privately in our own business. Shamela's a teacher, if you don't know. So you can find out more about us on the website and follow us and make sure you join the conversation and try to join in the live when we post this, and we'll watch and see what people have to say and see if we can answer as many questions as possible. So thank you again, guys.